Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Starting off with a small heads up for everyone, Port Austin will be flushing hydrants the week of May 6th through the 10th. Representatives from Lapeer EMS were on hand at the last Otter Lake Village meeting. They answered questions regarding the upcoming millage renewal for service that will be on the August 6th election ballot. The total capture from the millage, if it passes, will be about $6,628 from the village of Otter Lake. During their presentation, it was noted that EMS provides ambulance service with first responders, and there were 28 runs in the village last year. Because the revenue generated by the ambulance levy is low, the council resolved to continue to not capture any of the revenue from the 2025 special levy that the Lapeer County EMS millage. The ballot language for EMS service will be asking voters to approve a levy of 1.1814 mils, which is a renewal of the 0.8814 mil levy supporting countywide emergency medical services through an interlocal agreement with the Lapeer County EMS Authority, along with a levy of 0.3 mils from 2025 through 2030. If approved, that tax levy is expected to generate about $4,804,000 the first year. The levy will be $1.18 on each $1,000 of a property's taxable value. A property owner with an $80,000 house will pay about $47.20 the first year. During the meeting, the council learned the village's general liability insurance increased by $2,500. Those who have not traveled around Almont Township recently will see some changes regarding traffic controls for safety. For several months, the Almont Township Board of Trustees tried to have the speed limit lowered, but ran into several roadblocks in attempts to do that. The board even tried working with the Michigan State Police to have the speed limit on Kidder Road lowered without success. Another option was to have the local road commission write a resolution to lower speed limits, citing a Michigan vehicle code law that a speed limit can be lowered if there are at least 60 vehicle access points per mile, which the Kidder Road has. So going that route was successful. The board was able to have the speed limit lowered by using a resolution and citing that law. Although the board was only able to have the speed limit lowered slightly, the board decided that getting the speed lowered to 45 miles per hour from 55 miles per hour would be helpful. The lowered speed limit to 45 miles per hour on Kidder Road is from Almont Road to Tub Spring Road, and the school zone was also able to be reduced from 35 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour. That change included the Almont Middle School and the Orchard School. The 25 mile per hour limit starts 600 feet from the preschool's property. And we'll be back with more news at WLEW and WHST after this.
When students struggle because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies,
a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows the students
and the obstacles they might be facing.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning.
We go all in for kids, all day, every day.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
The state of Michigan has been allotted $61.9 million by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for lead water service line removal projects. This announcement came on the heels of a report giving Michigan an A grade in integrating water equity into its water funding programs. With this announcement, the federal bipartisan infrastructure law will have injected $695 million into water infrastructure projects in cities, towns, and villages across the state. For more information, visit this article on thumbnet.net. Police have cleared pro-Palestinian protesters out of a tent encampment at New York City University. The move Friday follows weeks of demonstrations and police confrontations at college campuses nationwide that have resulted in more than 2,300 arrests. About a dozen protesters who refused police orders to leave were arrested early Friday. That's according to NYU spokesperson John Beckman. New York Police Department officers also cleared an encampment at the new school in Greenwich Village. At least two buildings were closed and students were unable to get in for classes. Meanwhile, nine protesters, including seven students, were arrested at the University of Tennessee on Thursday night. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And we have one obituary to report for tonight, Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Michelle E. Wiederhold, 65, of Elkton, passed away Wednesday, May 1st. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 7th, at the Champaign Funeral Chapel, with Reverend Karen Bolverette officiating. Burial will be at the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation will be between 3 and 8 Monday. Memorials may also be made to the family at champagnefuneralchapel.com. Now here's your weather.